7.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says the FBI has agreed to help locate Texas Democratic legislators who've left the state to deny Republicans a quorum as they pursue redistricting. ABC's Luke Barr has more from Washington.
We've asked the FBI. They've said no comment on that. But it's unclear what the FBI can actually do. And so Texas Senator John Cornyn thanked FBI Director Kash Patel and the president for his assistance, but we don't know what that means.
The White House denied the Kremlin's claim that President Trump and Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet. The White House has insisted that Putin also meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky, which he's denied to do. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting today with his security cabinet, expected to request approval for a plan to take control of all of Gaza. An extreme heat in the southwest leading to protests from workers at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. They say catering companies are violating a law by failing to provide air conditioning. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The State Building Commission approved $110 million worth of infrastructure projects across the state this week. The projects include repairs and upgrades to government buildings, as well as the demolition of buildings deemed obsolete on a handful of universities of Wisconsin campuses. $7.5 million of that funding will also go towards upgrading the electrical system at a University of Wisconsin Stout Library. The bipartisan State Building Commission voted unanimously to fund all of the projects they considered on Wednesday. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are pushing for the passage of legislation that would bring additional immunity protection for 911 dispatchers. The legislation was proposed in June and would provide immunity to 911 call centers and dispatchers when transferring a call to the suicide hotline. The bill contains exceptions for gross negligence or willful misconduct. Critics of the legislation say it's unnecessary, as government employees already have a degree of immunity from civil liability when exercising discretion as part of their official duties. Douglas County highway officials are warning area residents of a damaged bridge in the area. According to a social media post on Wednesday, the Lake Nabagaman Creek Bridge along East County Road B has been closed until further notice due to its deteriorating infrastructure. The highway department did not say if the damage was caused by something or if the aging infrastructure just gave out, leaving open holes in the concrete surface. Area residents should use an alternate route until the heavily damaged bridge has been completely fixed. The Rotary Club of Hayward area is inviting community members and businesses to participate in their annual school supply drive. Between now and September 3rd, residents can drop off school supplies like notebooks, pencils, and backpacks at a number of locations, including St. Joseph's Church, Walmart, and the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. The Rotary Club of Hayward area is also looking for additional area businesses interested in setting up a donation box. A full list of drop-off locations is available on the organization's website. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent was one who connected me. They approached and wanted to be able to write my story. It's just real stuff that's happened in my life. So, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, in my story that, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny, warm, and muggy today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 80s, feeling more like the low 90s. Chances for showers or storms early tomorrow morning. A break in the afternoon, turning hot and humid. High temperatures will be nearing 90, with a heat index feeling more like 100. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll talk to Kia Vakil, senior political editor with Courier Newsroom, on the latest battles when it comes to making mischief with congressional maps.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, the woman who took on Donald Trump and won, E. Jean Carroll, the journalist, author of 5 books, including a biography of Hunter S. Thompson, the New York Times best-selling book, her most recent, Not My Type, One Woman Versus the President. She's written for Rolling Stone, the New York Times, The Atlantic, Outside, Vanity Fair, New York, Esquire, named one of Time's most influential people in the world last year. And she throws the ball for her dogs at her cabin in the mountains in upstate New York. Jean, welcome to the program, or welcome back. I believe you were on our program a year or so ago. It's great to have you with us, and just a spectacular new book. For those folks who are, you know, who might have been living under a rock or might be unfamiliar with, you know, what the latest is on your case, you want to bring us up to date on exactly, you know, what happened, what provoked your confrontation with Trump, and how this has so far resolved?
Well, it was, we had an incident in Bergdorf Goodman in a dressing room. I was so appalled by what happened, I was silent, never spoke about it. For 25 years, I found my voice. I spoke up. I sued him. He called me a liar for 3 straight days from the White House. For the next 4.5 years, I pursued him through the courts, through New York Supreme Court, federal court, appeals court, D.C. Court of Appeals, and back to federal court, and we went to trial, and I beat him, and he was held liable for sexual assault and for defamation, and then he went on CNN Town Hall and said exactly what he had just been made by a federal jury to pay me $5 million for saying. He said it again on CNN Town Hall, and I sued him again. We went to trial, and it was for damages. And Robbie Kaplan, my once-in-a-generation legal mind, was in the middle of giving her final argument to the jury. And Trump is sitting there with steam coming off his head, and Robbie is giving her final argument. And during the trial, Trump had been tweeting, or on his social truth website, he had been sending messages, sometimes 40 an hour, about me during the trial. And so here's Robbie giving our final argument. And she drove Trump so crazy. Say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how much will it take to make Donald Trump stop? He got up and walked out of the courtroom.
Whoa.
So whenever a man turns tail like that, what does that tell a jury? It tells him he's guilty.
Yeah.
So the jury went to have their decision, and they decided $83.3 million would be enough to make him stop. So that's where we are. He appealed the first trial, lost. Appealed again, lost. Appealed again. He is now out of appeals on the first trial, and he will exhaust his appeals on the second. And I will take that $83.3 million and give it to everything Donald Trump hates.
Am I correct in assuming that you haven't yet seen a penny from him? I mean, he's notorious for not paying his bills.
Well, he's notorious for a lot, and that's why my book is funny. Almost is. Some people call it the funniest book that's been written this year. It is hilarious. The things he's done to avoid payment, but he will end up paying. And I don't know if you can see me. I'm on video.
I can't.
Money is not important to me. It's important to me to try and distribute this money in such a way that maybe we can start to get women who have been terribly degraded since he's become president to get our rights back. I mean, our rights have been hauled away. So I want to give the money to that.
Yeah. God bless you. It's extraordinary. If I can just go off on a bit of a tangent here, Hunter S. Thompson was my hero when I was a kid growing up, both as a journalist and as a person who was exploring psychedelics. I did both and when I was much younger. And I worked as a radio reporter and took a fair amount of acid. Did you know him? You wrote a biography of him.
Yeah. I knew him quite well. He was anybody could do 4 hours of radio a day like you and survive. Listen, I know you're a fan of Hunter. Only a fan of Hunter could do that. That is an amazing job that you're pulling off every single day. I'm amazed. Wow. And it's a great show. Yeah, no, Hunter. Hunter lived in a state of grace. Mm. And he showed the world that if you're on this earth, grab every minute of happiness you absolutely can. And if you're in a car, drive that car 120 miles an hour. And if it's dark, turn the headlights off. And if you need something to drink when you're driving, 110 miles an hour in the dark, have a snow cone. And Hunter, a snow cone is shaved ice with Chivas Regal poured over it, with a grass pipe in his mouth, and just having dropped acid. That's how you drive with Hunter.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What lesson did you learn from Hunter Thompson?
You expected me to learn a lesson from Hunter?
Well, what lesson did you teach him then, I suppose?
I didn't. No, listen.
It's very rare that I talk to somebody who knew him.
Hunter was probably the most influential writer of the second half of the 20th century. There's no doubt that every journalist who came after Hunter, tried to be Hunter Thompson. There was only one Hunter Thompson, 6'3", couldn't understand a word. He said, love golf, two sides of him. He is the most, I got to say Donald Trump is funnier. But Hunter's right up there. There was an evil, dark side to Hunter, too.
Sure.
Of course. And
and the Hell's Angels and all that, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
So, Gina, we're talking with E. Jean Carroll, and I'm curious your take on how Trump is twisting in the wind right now in the context of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and how you think this is going to play out?
It's going to, that please, he's, you know what, it's going to disappear, like everything. Trump.
That's my instinct.
Tom, Trump has this country terrified. Universities, big television networks, law firms, individuals are afraid now to leave the country because they're afraid that their emails are going to be gone through at the border. Everybody's a little bit frightened. Yeah. And this is now, this thing with Epstein, it's going to blow over. I'm telling you, his base is as strong as ever for him. You've seen, they don't particularly like the Epstein thing, but they stick with him. And the rest of us are shivering in our caves, covering ourselves with our shawls. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. Democrats are acting like, you know, have you ever been in South America where there are sloths? You know, the sloths?
Yes, I have.
that right now?
Yeah.
That's the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I get it.
They reach for an apple. You've seen a sloth reach for food. It's very simple. That's what the Democrats are doing.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I have just 2 minutes before we hit a hard break that I can't control. We're talking with E. Jean Carroll. What is your advice to the Democratic Party and to all of us for that matter? I mean, you understand Trump and the Trump phenomena. You are a keen observer of politics. You know, one of the most brilliant writers that I've, you know, encountered in years and years. I'm genuinely curious what is your prescription for America?
Well, Tom, I'm 81, Tom, and I, an old lady, an 81-year-old lady, beat Donald Trump twice. Now, how did that happen? It happened because I stood up to him.
Yep.
That's what we're going to have to start doing.
Yep.
We've got to stop. That's it. Oh, he just got the look. Oh, did she say the F word? Yes, she did.
Yeah. And my apologies to our listeners who might be offended, but it's okay. We'll continue. So what would that look like for the Democratic Party, for example?
Well, number one, when a baby is taken out of his mother's arms and is screaming because the mother is an undocumented worker, and the baby is taken away, or the father is dragged out into the LA street. You know what we do? We stand up and we walk out of our houses. And why everybody in LA is not in the streets right now, I do not know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why we're all inside.
It seems like a lack of leadership in my mind.
Oh, there's no leadership. Nobody's rising up. Not one person is rising up in the... Wallace, you were just reading about Wallace. That was a great book. So my advice to your listeners are go buy a book called Not My Type. It'll show you how to beat Donald Trump.
There you go. And the new book, Not My Type, One Woman Versus a President by E. Jean Carroll. Jean, thank you so much for dropping by. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Wonderful to see you, Tom.
Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. With sinking approval ratings and the 2026 midterms looming, President Donald Trump asked Texas legislators to further gerrymander congressional maps and preserve a GOP advantage in the U.S. House. Sinking to the challenge, Democratic states are threatening to cheat in their states, too. States rarely redistrict mid-decade. Trump's unfavorable ratings reached 56% in a July 28th Economist YouGov poll, and with only a 219 to 212 GOP advantage in the U.S. House, Trump asked the Texas legislature for help. The GOP already has 25 of the state's 38 U.S. House seats, but July 30th, the legislature unveiled a map targeting Democratic districts in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and South Texas to gain an extra 5 GOP seats, according to the Texas Tribune. Ohio, another GOP-dominated state, is also redistricting, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suggested his state's congressional map may have, quote, defects that need to be remedied. Leaders in blue states, including California, Illinois, Maryland, and New York, have threatened to counteract gerrymandered GOP gains. While California Governor Gavin Newsom threatened, his state uses a constitutionally protected independent redistricting commission, as do six other blue states, making it harder to game the system. We have all our Redistricting Week reports at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones that your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath, GetNativePath.com/THOM. Look better, feel younger, start your transition today at GetNativePath.com/Tom. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour and picking up your calls here. Charles in Portland. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good morning from another beautiful day in Portland. How are you today?
Indeed. After yesterday's rain, it's nice to have the sun come back out again. I'm fine, Charles. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I called to the one thing, but I had an epiphany while I was on waiting that I think I can tie together the last hour and a half of your show, give the Democrats a way to move forward, overthrow Donald Trump, and bring butterflies and roses to his hall.
Okay.
When Nixon had his problems with Watergate, it was the Democrats who came in and put in a suite of laws that were to restrict the president, certainly restricted them going forward, but it was something that everybody could get behind, even the Republicans from Nixon. This rubble that Trump will leave creates an opportunity. And we can make common cause. The Democrats need a vision, something explicit. I'm shocked to find that not Donald Trump is not enough to win, but horrifyingly, it's not. They have to actually give a vision.
I agree.
And if they said our vision is to make government accountable, that you can't just have a pedophile stringing court cases along for decades, that you can't just, you know, that there's some affirmative need of government to interfere, that's sort of been a unstated assumption of government that it relies on, but that government has to be able to hold people accountable when they run off the rails. And we don't have those things, but the Democrats could reach across the aisle and say, look, you're horrified by Trump, even if he represents things you believe. What if we put in place guardrails, explicit guardrails, to limit a president, even if they have Supreme Court granted immunity, still put some kind of guardrails on them? I think that provides a vision. The specifics of that would, you know, how do you negotiate things in a free society? But it would give them something to say, we believe in this, not just that we're not Donald Trump, but that the way Donald Trump is polluting our society, we are offering a solution for. Mm-hmm. And it's a solution that still gives openness to new political ideas. But how do you determine what political ideas are a cancer in society?
I think we need to reboot FDR and LBJ. And we need a leader who's got the kind of charisma and is willing to use power the way that FDR and LBJ did. And I'm not sure who that is. Right now, J.B. Pritzker's at the top of my list, but who knows? Charles, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc, sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose. Rather than trying to wait it out, you need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in another community science opportunity. In addition to the ongoing Game Bird Survey, the agency is also asking residents for their assistance with Operation Deer Watch. The program seeks to track the reproductive status of deer in the state to help the agency make better population management decisions. Interested residents can report the location, age, and sex of the deer they see, and more information on both ongoing surveys is available on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for dairy processor grants. According to a press release, eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in the state. The grant funding can be used to address a wide variety of business needs, including staff training, food safety improvements, and even expanding or modernizing plants. Recipients could get up to $50,000 in grant funding per project, and applications must be submitted to the agency by September 17th. As wildfire smoke finally clears out of the area, the northwest Wisconsin region is now facing excessive heat and humidity with severe thunderstorms possible. Weather officials have issued an excessive heat watch in the region through Friday afternoon, with the heat index possibly reaching triple digits in some areas. As the excessive heat clears out on Friday afternoon, it could give way to potentially severe thunderstorms on Friday night. Residents should be cautious with the heat, limiting time outdoors, staying hydrated, and looking out for heat-related illness. The Nemadji Trail Energy Center project was among those fast-tracked by the Trump administration last month, but Superior Mayor Jim Payne still says there is no meaningful path to construction for the project. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued a needed permit for the gas-fired power plant project in July, but the city of Superior has denied the necessary local approvals amid community pushback and environmental concerns. The Department of Natural Resources also says the owners have not reapplied for an air permit or been issued a stormwater permit. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny, warm, and muggy today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 80s, feeling more like the low 90s. Chances for showers or storms early tomorrow morning. A break in the afternoon, turning hot and humid. High temperatures will be nearing 90, with a heat index feeling more like 100. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, concerned about clean water? Worried about the air your kids breathe? Is the EPA doing enough to regulate pollution? We'll talk about it. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Hello. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it.
You know, the hardest part about cooking fish or meat is being tethered to a hot stove, sweating, constantly checking, and singeing eyebrows. Those days are gone. Louise and I got a Chef IQ Sense, and we're ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever we're cooking. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. We're cooking what we're cooking with our Chef IQ Sense app. You choose how you like it cooked, and Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors when your food will be done. That's it. You're free to do whatever else needs doing. Chef IQ Sense alerts my smartphone when my food is cooked to order the way I like it. No more guessing. This is the world's smartest, easiest to use wireless cooking sensor. And great news, they've just announced a flash sale, 15% off. Go to chefiq.com right now for 15% off during their flash sale. Be your own grill master at chefiq.com. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that 15% off. Again, that's chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 15% off.
Drum bows low in the dead of night before the butcher. He bends his knee. Selling out land, trading loyalty. Maps are burning, borders fade. Freedom's price has been betrayed. The deal is struck with blood and lies. A traitor's oath in tyrant's eyes.
To KPFT's, this is our Houston affiliate, our Houston Pacific affiliate. The soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including Q&A and a book signing session. The word always reminds me of like a dance or something. It won't be a dance. At Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church, day after tomorrow, August 9th, Saturday. Available now. Tickets are available at kpft.org, or you can find the details on my Facebook page, for the Tom Hartman program. So easy enough to find. So what's on your mind today? Mark in Highland, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hi, thank you. I'm a classmate of Al Franken and also a lady who just sent me she's a friend of the mayor of L.A. who sent me this wonderful British, an articulate, witty writer from England named Nate White, who described Trump in the terms that I've never heard before. Is it okay to read this?
Yeah, is it the one where it talks about, you know, we honor, integrity and courage and humor, and Trump has none of the above? There's one of those floating around.
It starts with that.
Yeah,
but
go
then,
for it.
Yeah, sure. All qualities that Mr. Obama was generously blessed with are what he lacks. And then he said, we like to laugh, we British. While Trump may be laughable, he has never once said anything wry, witty, or even faintly amusing. Not once, ever. I don't say that rhetorically. I mean it quite literally. Not once, not ever. And in fact, it's particularly disturbing to the British sensibility for us to lack humor is inhuman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he also hates pets, which, gives you some insight into his soul, I think.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they didn't mention that in this one.
Probably why he hired Christy Noem after she shot her dog in the face and then her goat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to maybe make this a tribute to cricket.
Yep.
He says, Trump is a troll, and like all trolls, he is never funny and never laughs. He only crows or jeers. Mm-hmm. And scarily, he doesn't just talk in crude, witless insults. He actually thinks in them. His mind is a simple bot-like algorithm of petty prejudices and knee-jerk nastiness.
Yeah, no, it's well done, Mark. It's well done. It's been around for a couple of years, actually. And
oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's quite all right. It's a new generation rediscovers it kind of thing. But it's a kind of British. Understatement is the wrong word.
Yeah.
Rhetoric, anyway, at its very best. Mark, I got to move along, but thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Thank
the
you.
Call. Thank Scott in Chicago. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller.
Thank you, Scott.
So I have, I don't know if it's a question or just something I've been thinking about. So Trump with his private army, you know, could these guys, if all hell broke loose in Iran, could they be redeployed to Iran?
You're talking about ICE?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm, you know, they're making $89,000 a year. They're getting a $50,000 signing bonus. There's an opportunity to earn up to $30,000 a year in overtime and additional bonuses, depending on how many brown people you can throw in jail. I don't, you know, and whereas soldiers make what, $25,000 a year, something.
Yeah,
like that?
I would think that he could say, look, you guys, we're paying you a lot of money. Guess what?
Yeah.
We need more help there.
Yeah. It ain't going to happen, Scott. As long as there's brown people or black people in this country, Donald Trump is going to want to have his own SS, you know, his own protection detail, his own secret police to go
Boy,
after
it'd
them.
Be something that, it'd be nice to float that to them guys, say, hey, you guys, why don't you think about this for a second?
There you go. There you go. Scott, good one. Thank you very much for that. Stephen in Pueblo, Colorado. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I want to start by apologizing to you. I called a couple, 3 weeks ago. I had a little list of supposed Epstein victims, and you were right. It was false information, and I'm sorry. I got a little excited.
That's quite all right, Stephen.
Second of all, the way we can break the power of the oligarchy is boycott. Boycott them, boycott their businesses.
Well, it's happening in Tesla right
like
now,
that.
but most of the other companies are pretty invisible. I mean, if you can name even three companies that are owned by the Koch brothers, you win the prize. I mean, it's just most people have no idea who really owns what in this country, because everything is these giant conglomerates and they operate under all these different business names.
Well, then now we're looking at a national strike.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen either, because you don't have, you know, our union density is down around 6 or 7% in the private sector. And strikes like that are almost always organized by unions. In a country like France, where you've got 80%, you know, more or less union density, or, you know, most of Northern Europe is between 70 and 90% union density. Organizing strikes is an easy thing.
But what I'm talking about is what they did in, I think it was Norway in 1917, where everybody, man, woman, and child, just sat down and did nothing. And that's how they broke the power of the oligarchy.
Interesting. I'd have to look that up. I don't know anything about it. But
I think it's Norway. I think they did it around 1917. I'm not sure. I can go look and look it up, because I got it on my Facebook page.
Yeah, interesting
but
stuff.
Yeah, that's how they did it in Norway back in the turn of the century. That's how they broke the
I
power.
I think if you want to break the oligarchy in the United States, what we have to do is, number one, we need to get big money out of politics. We need to reverse Citizens United. I mean, it's just that straightforward. We've got this oligarchs who are buying our elections, and it's just wrong. I mean, it's just massively wrong. We need to do something about that. And then we can talk about all the other changes that need to be made. But right now, whenever we try to do anything of any consequence, the oligarchs step in and buy off the politicians, and things just get worse. But, Stephen, your points are well made. Thank you very much. Beverly in Beaumont, Texas. Hey, Beverly, what's up?
Yes, hello. In response to E. Jean Carroll about brave actions, mm-hmm. I read Seth Abramson's Blue Sky earlier today, and he's busy finishing a book and if you don't know him, he's... Oh, you do know. Okay. So as a criminal investigator and reporter, he has evidence and proof that he's writing in this book. And the name of the book is Proof of Devilry, the crimes of Trump, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Jeffrey Epstein. Mm-hmm. And his thesis is, or his proof is, all the evidence points to Trump being a co-conspirator in Epstein's child sex trafficking ring, central to it, not tangential. And so hopefully he'll be able to finish this. And he's offering it free on his site with a free 1 week trial. And his the Blue Sky address is at Seth Abramson. And hopefully he'll get it done. He's almost finished.
Yeah.
And
he also has a newsletter on Substack that's worth subscribing to. I get it, and he does some great work.
Yes, and one last thing. Mm-hmm. I think since the Republicans are afraid of Trump, them Democrats ought to offer them witness protection and let those most afraid quit and flip the House and Senate to the Democrats.
Got it, Beverly. Yeah, this is the key.
You're
is getting a handful
Tom
of Republicans.
Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We need to get, you know, a half a dozen Republicans in the House and a couple of three or four Republicans in the Senate to do the right thing. Because that's Hartman. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. With sinking approval ratings and the 2026 midterms looming, President Donald Trump asked Texas legislators to further gerrymander congressional maps and preserve a GOP advantage in the U.S. House. Sinking to the challenge, Democratic states are threatening to cheat in their states, too. States rarely redistrict mid-decade. Trump's unfavorable ratings reached 56% in a July 28th Economist YouGov poll, and with only a 219-212 GOP advantage in the U.S. House, Trump asked the Texas legislature for help. The GOP already has 25 of the state's 38 U.S. House seats, but July 30th, the legislature unveiled a map targeting Democratic districts in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and South Texas to gain an extra 5 GOP seats, according to the Texas Tribune. Ohio, another GOP-dominated state, is also redistricting, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suggested his state's congressional map may have, quote, defects that need to be remedied. Leaders in blue states, including California, Illinois, Maryland, and New York, have threatened to counteract gerrymandered GOP gains. While California Governor Gavin Newsom threatened, his state uses a constitutionally protected independent redistricting commission, as do six other blue states, making it harder to game the system. We have all our Redistricting Week reports at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. I have a friend who is stuck with a CPAP machine, and he is so unhappy about it. It's a mask that, you know, with breathing hoses that's strapped to your face all night, and without it, your breathing gets disrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. Listen, the bottom line here, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H. It's a comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can help stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZYPPA was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial, and with over 500,000 units sold, ZYPPA is the stop snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake at night for snoring or sleeping in separate rooms or feeling tired and foggy all day because you didn't get a good night's sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZYPPA, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. Want to try it out with my special discount? Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. Again, that's promo code SNORE at ZYPPAH.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Daily Beast has been pushing the story about Michael Wolff, who claims
Michael
that,
I'm having a hard time hearing
Michael
you, Larry.
Michael Wolff, the author.
Oh, Michael Wolff. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so Michael Wolff claims that Epstein took some photos out of his safe. Wolff was there because Epstein wanted Wolff to write a book on. So he pulls these photos out of the safe, and they're young girls, teenage girls, they're topless, and they're pointed at a stain on the front of Trump's pants and laughing.
Yeah, I've read
and
that story.
So I'm just curious, what do you think about why that doesn't get more play? Than just being at Daily Beast.
Yeah, it's got me scratching my head, Larry, because Trump, if it's not true, you would think that Trump would have sued Michael Wolff. I mean, Michael Wolff has made some this guy's a New York Times bestselling author. He's not a slouch. And Trump has threatened to sue him on a couple of occasions. But to the best of my knowledge, and I might be wrong on this, I mean, I'm not a Michael Wolff expert here, so double check it, but I don't believe that he has sued, and he certainly hasn't sued over that particular claim, which has gotten around pretty effectively. So, this is why I think that this is why Trump is saying it's a hoax, because he knows that there's evidence out there, or at least there used to be evidence out there before Kash Patel and Dan Bongino got to it, and Pam Bondi, of course, who was the top law enforcement officer in Florida during the time that Jeffrey Epstein was living down there and raping young girls. And she did absolutely nothing about it, didn't touch him. And, Trump's labor secretary, Alex Acosta, cut him a deal and all that kind of stuff. So I think that there's some real dirt out there, and Trump is scared to death of it. Larry, thank you for the call. Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Tom, a couple of callers back, you reported that the ICE agents are making exorbitant amounts of money, in my opinion, to do their dirty work. That should be publicized to our military and show the discrepancy between their pay and the secret army, which in many cases are taking away the parents of soldiers in uniform. There was a case in Illinois where two National Guard brothers they escorted their mother to a meeting of the immigration to see if they would be arrested with their mother. But this should be publicized with the military at war with itself and suicide.
It's not a secret, Ron. They're advertising this right now. They've got posters that you can see online. They're buying ads on social media that say $50,000 signing bonus, starting pay at $89,000 a year. Opportunities to earn overtime and get special bonuses that can be as much as $30,000 a year. These guys are, and of course, you know, they want to recruit people who hate brown and black people. I mean,
Tom, during the Vietnam War, there was a guy named Andy Stapp. He tried to start the American Services Union. Of course, it didn't go anywhere, but it was a gesture, okay? I know it's not legal, but maybe we should have an organized labor movement within the military to stop the suicide, stop the rotting barracks, stop the ballroom, put our barracks back to work, give us good military equipment, give us good army hospitals, or strike. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and I. But Joe, you're 10 years dead. I'm not dead, says he. On to organize. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Ron. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, I only have 30 seconds here. You got a quick one?
Yes. What I want to say is the biggest con game ever played on the world in America was skin color.
You're right.
Skin color is 1/16th of an inch deep. That's how deep it is, and most of us get our colors from the sun.
Yep.
If we stayed in Africa for a long time, you'd be dark. If you stayed in Europe for a long time, you'd be lighter.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the biggest con game ever played. It's by economics.
I agree, Gar.
Having people fighting over nothing.
It is classism is what it is. It's trying to enforce a class system, and using skin color as the way to do it because it's easy. Gar, thank you. Spot on. That was brilliant. And thank you for being so tight in your response. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That's why it's called democracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Home.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was. So here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch. Cheers to Malort. Now, it went down
fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest, that's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House says Washington, D.C. residents should expect to see an increase in federal law enforcement as soon as tomorrow. President Trump suggested that he might take control of the Capitol's police, citing violent crime, even though the police department data shows crime down by more than 25%. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirms in a Fox News interview Israel plans to take full control of Gaza.
Well, we don't want to keep it. We want to have a security perimeter. We don't want to govern it. We don't want to be there as a governing body. We want to hand it over to Arab forces that will govern it properly.
That's led to protests in Israel, especially among hostage families. The western U.S. seeing its hottest temperatures of the year today. Dry conditions triggering fire warnings from Nevada to North Dakota. And the man accused of targeting Democratic lawmakers in Minnesota, killing the former state House Speaker and her husband, pleaded not guilty today. This is ABC News.